Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. This is a great show for all you chili heads out there. There are people who love hot peppers and products made from them. I happen to be a chili head myself. I absolutely love them. Today, my guest in the studio is Nick and Jen Pallotta, owner and creator of Pallotta Hot Sauce. Nick and Jen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joey. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you so much.
Now, here's the simple question, but a great one to start with is, how did you guys get started in making hot sauce?
I've always had a passion for food. Growing up, I come from a family that, we grew and my father had a garden, so we grew our own tomatoes, our own peppers. We also went to farms and picked them and when we'd pick peppers, I would always touch my eyes as a kid and go home crying. And every year, my father would always tell me the same thing: now don't touch your eyes after you pick the peppers. But every year, as kids usually do, I never listened to him. So
come on, you mean you never listened to your parents? I guess I was that only perfect child.
Yeah, I guess. But, from there we would take all the vegetables back home and I'd help my parents stuff the tomatoes and the peppers in mason jars and, I'd stuff a little piece of basil or garlic in there. And every Sunday my mother would make a huge vat of sauce, and that's where all the ingredients came from, were all these hundreds of mason jars full of canned peppers and tomatoes that were in our basement. So, growing up, I was always kind of like around, fresh food and fresh ingredients and, my aunts and uncles, my grandparents, like everyone made everything fresh. And my aunts and uncles all had their own gardens. So from a very early age, I guess I was just kind of trained or that passion for food was kind of instilled in me at a very, very early age.
And you know this, as you're speaking about that, that's a culture, like that's the family culture that you're doing all that. And, a lot of what you're describing is very similar to me and out in the farm growing up. And it's just a neat thing. So here's my next question. You started the business in 2012. Why didn't you start selling till 2017?
So in 2012, I created what is now known as my original pepper sauce. And when I started, I never intended to start a company. This was back in 2012, using all the vegetables from my garden. It was close to fall and we didn't want anything to go to waste. So I made this pepper sauce, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, this sauce is so amazing. Why don't you start a company?" My reaction was like, "Yeah, it's great, thank you." And I didn't have an intent to start a company, but my wife and I were in the process of adopting our two sons, Joseph and Gabriel, from Korea. So that's kind of, that process took about four years to complete. So, we started 2012 and, that led us to 2017.
So Nick produced all the, Nick produced all the ingredients in our home garden, and he just mashed it together. And every Sunday for Super Bowl, every Sunday we would have sausage and peppers, and we would put this product on our sausage and pepper sandwiches in front of football. And one day I just said, "Nick, this is really good." And like Nick said, we went into the adoption process with our two children, and it kind of went on hold for a little bit. And then once they were settled and they were home, Nick kind of found his passion in his sauce.
Yeah, I decided that it was time to try to pick it back up.
Well, let's think about this. Football, sausage and peppers, and hot sauce.
Yep.
And hopefully there was a beer inside of there somewhere.
Yes, there were.
So with all of that, like, there, I guess the perfect combination. Now, when we were off mic before, Nick, you were discussing about how you tested these. So you have your own little test kitchen. And so why don't you tell me all about that? Because I thought that was a really interesting story.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, growing up with peppers, touching them when I wasn't supposed to, it kind of like built up a tolerance. So when I make test batches, you know, in my kitchen, I have the peppers and, you know, I use like habaneros. This year I grew scorpion peppers. I grew Reaper peppers. I grew some cayenne, some Scotch bonnets, and also ghost peppers. So, you know, I can cut without using gloves. I cut all my peppers. I don't use any gloves, but the habaneros don't bother me too much. When I start getting into like the ghost peppers and like the scorpions and the reapers, I still don't wear gloves, which is probably not very smart, but I'm very careful not to touch the inside of it. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, my process a little bit. When I'm making the test batches, you know, I'm never sure how much goes into it. Like I have a picture in my head of what I want the sauce to smell like, to taste like, what I want the ingredients to be, what I want the color to be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to get it from my head into the bottle of finished product, you know, I go through this testing. So, you know, I'll cut the peppers. I'll put weights in and, you know, I'll continuously have to taste the sauce. And since I'm using these mega hot peppers, you know, I am sometimes running to the fridge fairly frequently for milk.
So there's So you have two young children, so there's always milk on hand, number one.
Yeah.
And you know what?
And my 4-year old knows, like, my 4-year old, he's a tough little guy. So he'll come and, you know, he'll wanna help. And, you know, I'm always like, be careful. So it's a little reminiscent of when I was with my father picking peppers. He wants to come and, you know, he wants to get involved in the peppers and he even wants to try them. So, you know, I've given him in the past some hot sauce and he even ate a cherry pepper once. And he knows that to ask for milk if something gets too hot.
Well, that's a good thing. But you know what? If you were testing some product of sorts that's, I don't know, a gadget, but you guys get to test and taste, and that's going to be a cool thing because you're developing it saying, no, it's not this, or it needs more of this, and that is a real neat thing. So now we have your taste and your customer's taste. Which sauce is your customer's favorite?
Oh,
so, easy.
Yeah, it's clear. It's a clear-cut pineapple jalapeno is the customer's favorite. That sauce... You know, and I'm a very humble person, but when I made that sauce, I kind of knew that it was, you know, like a really, really good sauce. And my other sauces, I feel like they're really good sauces and other people love them as well. That sauce kind of made them the ugly duckling of the group. So, you know, everyone wants the pineapple and you know, the original and tomato and, you know, some of the other ones, they don't get as much love. So they're frowning sometimes to the pineapple.
Well, here's a question for you and Jen. What about yours? Like, do each of you have the same favorite? Jen, what's your favorite?
I would have to say my favorite is spicy tomato. I'm not really a sweet person, so I like the tomato base and the heat level in the spicy tomato, which is a little more mild. But one thing that we have learned in the process of developing our brand and our company is that everyone has a different taste.
Yeah, a different palate.
Everybody has a different palate. And that's one thing when we are at vendor fairs, MetLife Stadium,
We always get the question, is this too hot? Is this going to make me cry? You know, and my response is, I can't answer that question for you. You're going to have to try it.
Well, that's it, because hot for everyone is a relative term.
Exactly.
Right,
and we were having this conversation also downstairs off mic, and it's like, what is hot to you may be not hot at all to me, and
exactly.
it goes that way. Now, have any of your sauces ever won an award or been recognized somehow?
Yeah, the pineapple. This past April, we were, the pineapple jalapeno. We were lucky enough to be part of the New York City Hot Sauce Expo in Brooklyn, and New York Magazine was there, and I had no idea until a couple weeks later that they had tried our sauces, and they had a rating that they published, and our sauce was rated one of the top 10 best out of all the sauces that were there. So being brand new to the industry, creating a sauce that actually got that kind of recognition, it was really humbling, and it was I was very taken back.
It's amazing. It's, you guys are new in it, but you're up there with the big boys right away. If you're in the top 10 hot sauces, because you guys know this, and all the chili heads listening to this right now, there are so many different hot sauces out there. Some are good, some aren't so good, but you guys are already there. Because my next question was, what makes you like most proud of this venture? I'm guessing that may have been it.
Yeah, it was. And you know, this industry is, it's a very
competitive.
It's very competitive, but it's very cool. Mm-hmm. And when I say cool, I mean, you know, there are tons and tons of hot sauce companies out there, and you know, me being one of them. And it seems, in my experience so far, it's kind of a very tight-knit friendship in a way, whereby you can reach out to other companies and other companies will try to help you. And I've had companies reach out to me, and you know, I have no problem at all giving advice. And you know, it's like we're all here to support each other, aside from handing out recipes.
No.
I was going to say it's a very supportive community. Almost like the community that we had when we adopted our two children. It's a tight circle, and everyone is there to kind of help everyone else. And it's just a wonderful experience to have that.
Well, you know, what's pretty neat is it's the experience of creating your own products, marketing your own products, and then, so to speak, finding a family of businesses that really sort of care about each other, because one business is also going to help another business out there. And that's neat.
Yeah, now, it's not like, you know, your Target and Walmart that are smashing heads together. It's from my experience, it's, you know, it's very cool, very tight-knit.
All right, so now let's talk about, because you have your great sauces, what are some of the oddest foods that your sauces pair with?
So when I'm at a festival and people ask me what this goes best with, there's always like the generic kind of pizza, wings, you know, like sausage, eggs, things like that. I always try to like throw something out there that no one would ever think of. So for my spicy tomato, you know, I'll say, you know, you can use it as like a spicy pasta sauce, meatballs, chicken barb, things like that. But also, I know people that put it in Bloody Marys.
Hmm.
So, you know, the spicy tomato has Bloody Marys. The original is kind of like an everything sauce, so I don't really have anything for that. But the pineapple, I douse it all over vanilla ice cream. So, you know, that has like a special, not like a typical type of food. Also, you know, pancakes and waffles, my zesty lime. You know, I was at a festival, and a woman kept coming over to my table to put it into her mojitos. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, that was something new that I had never heard of. Also, the pineapple, I've seen people put them in like fruity drinks, like a Tom Collins or something like that. My Louisiana style, it's brand new. Well, it's only been a couple of months, so that's almost like an everything kind of sauce too. I'm still kind of figuring out what that one little, you know, niche that fits that sauce is, but I mean, again, like the pineapple, I douse it with vanilla ice cream.
See, as you're describing all of this, and I've been looking for the perfect thing to go on vanilla ice cream, so I now know what I must try. And you know what? For any of you listeners out there that have never had hot with cold, something on the ice cream, it is a spectacular. It's almost like it's the feel, it's the taste, it's every bit of it. That's a real neat thing.
Yeah, it. Your brain is being tricked a little bit. And the pineapple jalapeno, It's more of like a mild to medium sauce. It's not a very hot sauce. So you know, when you're having the ice cream, the sweetness from the ice cream, for me, it's almost like the perfect contrast between, you know, the sweetness from the ice cream and then the sweetness from the pineapples and then the contrast when you know, the mild heat comes in from the sauce.
One thing that we pride ourselves on is not just having a hot sauce. It's about the flavor. It's about tasting the pineapple and then tasting the pepper. So we just don't, and I tell people all of the time at the vendor fairs, we don't want to burn your face off. We want to pair it with different foods, and we want you to enjoy the pepper. It's all about the pepper.
See, that's what it is. You're enjoying the taste.
And, right.
And,
exactly.
And that's a great deal with it.
Yeah, and you know, that it seems like what I'm finding, the hotter you go, the more difficult it is to kind of match flavor with heat. Because there's, you know, there's some hot sauces out there that are just like blasting hot, and mm-hmm. you know, you can't really taste anything. But, you know, you can get a really good sauce that's really, really hot and balances flavor, then mm-hmm. you've got, like, a really good sauce. And hopefully, you know, I have a ghost pepper sauce that I'm going to be coming out with soon. And I wanted to come out with it, you know, over the summer, but it's not ready yet. And that's the sauce that, you know, it's going to be really, really hot, and I want, you know, I don't want it just be hot. It's got to have the flavor as well.
No, the taste is the most important piece of that puzzle. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, you're both entrepreneurs. What's like the coolest thing about it? And again, as I'm listening to you speak already, I think I know part of the answers, but what's like the most exciting thing for you?
The most exciting thing for me, and it's not only just being an entrepreneur, but interacting with people. Mm-hmm. It's very fun when we're making the sauce and when I'm testing and you know, just putting things together. That's fun. But you know, I take it even a step further, and you know, when I get to those festivals, and you know, it's very difficult to set up and tear down. And you know, anyone that does festivals knows that, you know. It's really hard to go through that. But when you get there and everything's set and the people start coming and, you know, they're asking you questions about your sauce and you're interacting with them and you know, just when they try your sauce and what I love people when they try the sauce and they say, ooh, that's nice. Like,
yeah, there's the satisfaction of like somebody just right there going, wow, this is good.
But it's just like the word nice that, you know, they're not saying, oh, this is really good or, you know, this is very good. I don't know. I just get like, it feels good when someone says like something's nice. So, you know, when I go through that and then when someone actually buys the sauce, you know, I feel with every single bottle that, you know, someone buys, I feel just, you know, great. And it doesn't matter if they buy five bottles or they buy one bottle. I feel the same way about the person that buys five that I do about the person that buys one. I'm making something that, you know, I made with my hands, and it's good enough that someone's actually, you know, they want it, and it's going to be in their fridge, and, you know, Plata Hut's going to be on their table. So, you know, that's the most exciting for me about, you know, about being an entrepreneur is, you know, giving a product to people and making them happy.
And, you know, by trade, I'm a registered nurse, and Nick is an accountant, corporate accountant. And it's just so wonderful to get out and talk to people and get their feedback. When we started doing vendor fairs at MetLife Stadium, we were very juvenile. We had no idea. Between a nurse and accountant, we had no idea what we were doing.
Yeah, we were very raw.
And we just went out there, and we got so much feedback from the people that tried the sauce, liked the sauce, and we've used that to make the brand better. It was just market research. It was free market research at the vendor fairs.
Well, it wasn't really free.
Well.
but it's a great learning experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's no better way to learn than from your customers.
Yeah, right? and you know, it doesn't end there. It didn't end at, you know, MetLife Stadium, and it didn't end at the New York City Hot Sauce Expo, mm-hmm. and it didn't end at the New Jersey Taco Festival, and it didn't end at the Nutley Farmers Market, and every other, you know, vendor fair, flea market that I've done, every single one of them has its own, you know, different kind of learning experience. There's always different conversations with people, and you know, it's a great experience to go out there and meet people. And talk.
Also, we have sold to customers throughout the United States, Texas, Minnesota, California.
Yeah, almost all 50 states.
Yeah, that'd be a cool goal
is to have right. you know, sales in every state.
We again, have online sales, yep.
You know, and the great thing about this is, you know, this is an international podcast show, so people from around the world, hopefully we get some England people purchasing.
Now that you bring that up, we're in Korea.
All right, there you go.
And Australia.
And Australia.
All right, so there you are. You are growing. Now, you spoke about your test kitchen, so now you have a product. And now it's time to actually bottle it. So take me from that process. You've developed in your kitchen. You go, here's the test kitchen. We got mm-hmm. it going. How do we bottle it? What's going on?
Well, you know, it's no different than, you know, kind of making it in, you know, making test batches in the kitchen. I mean, we go to a certified kitchen, an FDA kitchen, because all the sauces have to be made in a certified kitchen, whether that's, you know, a restaurant or a church or, you know, if it's a bottler or something like that. So really, you know, I have my order of empty bottles, mm-hmm. empty caps. I have the labels. I have all the ingredients, and I take the whole process, you know, that I was testing in my kitchen, and I go to, you know, I go to the certified kitchen, and I just do the same thing, and you know, I have my recipe, and I cook it up, and I fill the bottles, and you
so
know.
Basically, Nick has little post-it notes all over the kitchen of the recipes, and you know, this much salt, this much this, and he brings it, and we buy it, we bring it to the bottler, and they put it together, and Nick is always part of the bottling process.
Yeah,
while it's being bottled, so he can test it and make sure that it is appropriate for what he likes.
When I need to make, you know, just a few cases, then I'll go to a certified kitchen. But if I'm doing like a big show and I need a lot, then we have a bottler, and you know, I'll bring all the ingredients to him, and I'm there during the manufacturing process. And you know, it's funny because I'm, you know, he's got five or six kettles, huge kettles, and you know, the sauces are brewing in the kettles. And I'm opening up each of the kettles, and I'm stirring, and I'm like, okay, this is too thick, so I add a little water. And the people that are working there, they're like yelling at me, get out, stop opening up the kettles. And I say, this is my product. Yeah. I'm going to open them. I need some quality control.
I was about to say, that's going to be pure, and really, that's pure quality control. And then that's a good thing. So you've been in business for a while now, and there are people, hey, they're listening to the show going, I think I can do that. And it may not even be about hot sauce. So what do you wish, like, you had known, like, the one thing before you actually started out, like, now that you're in the business?
I think the one thing that, now that I think about it, that I wish I knew when I started was...
what we didn't know.
Yeah, right, yeah. What we didn't know. I got, like, I didn't expect it to be this much hard work. There's definitely a lot of hard work. You know, it's, my wife and I both have, you know, we have regular day jobs, and the company, Palata Hot, still, you know, it still needs to function. So, you know, you have to find the time, you have to put in the hard work. You know, I come home from work, and I'm right on the computer, and, you know, I'm filling out, you know, doing the income statements and the balance sheets and doing all this other financial stuff. And I'm thinking about, you know, new recipes and, you know, trying and finding vendor fairs. And then also, so that, you know, that's one aspect of it. You know, the work you have to put in the work, you put in what you get out of it, or I'm sorry, you get out what you put into it. But also another learning experience is if I were to give advice to somebody, it's almost, you know, like you can't please every single customer that comes to you. Like, we've had our fair share of I guess, kind of like naysayers, so to speak.
It's not hot enough.
It's not,
or it's too hot.
Right. Mm-hmm. And don't, you know, I would say don't ever take that personally. You know, everyone's palate is different, and that's what I say to people. You know, so it's very tough not to take things like that personally, but, you know, if there was advice that I was going to give to one person, if you get back what you put in, and, you know, don't try not to take
criticism
bad, you know, take it with a good heart and use that criticism to try to make, you know, I guess a better product.
No, and that is very good advice. Now, why don't you name for me all of your sauces? Go ahead.
Okay, so there's a spicy tomato. There's and I'm naming them in terms of heat level.
All right.
Spicy tomato is the mildest. Then the original. I'm sorry?
What pepper?
What pepper is in it? The spicy tomato has Italian long hot peppers. The original, which is the next hottest, has Italian long hot peppers. Those are both tomato bases. The next hottest is the pineapple jalapeno. That's obviously jalapenos and pineapple. The next hottest after that is the zesty lime, which is jalapenos. And then there's the habanero fire hot, which is obviously habaneros. And then Louisiana style habanero, which is also habaneros. But that's also a blend of habanero, red bell, and yellow bell peppers.
Hey, they all sound good. I've only tasted one, so I know that I must get into the other.
Which one was it?
That was the actual, just the your original.
The original.
The original. But now I've got some vanilla ice cream that I need to go out and buy, so that's it. So all the people that are listening out there, where can they purchase Pallotta Hot Sauce from?
So, you know, we have our website, www.pallottahot.com.
Can you spell Pallotta this way? Yep. They can spell it out there.
It's Pallotta, and then hot, H-O-T. So pallottahot.com. And on that website, you'll find all the stores that, you know, carries our product. Also, we're on Amazon, we're on eBay. My distributor's website is pepperexplosion.com. So you can also find my sauces there. And
that's a good thing, because you know what it is? People get to listen to the show and they enjoy all the different things we speak about the outdoors. And obviously, we have our organic gardening section in here. So all these different things. But this is really just a unique show for me to be able to listen to the two of you. And the one word that you sort of left out in the whole show, but the both of you have it, is you have the passion to do what you do. You have the passion. It's like the two of you, I can already see, like working together. I could see that you have the passion to make this business a success. And with all those different sauces and flavors out there, I absolutely know that Pallotta Hot Sauce is on its way up, especially to come in top 10.
Thank you.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
So
I definitely have to give Nick the credit. You know, I'm the wing girl behind him, but he is the person with the passion for this. You know, he accountant by trade, but by far he is just so passionate about making this product and making it with ingredients that are fresh, no powders, no preservatives. And I just have to give him that credit, because he's just worked so, so hard.
So he has gotten the title of like King Hot Sauce around.
Listen, I'm wing girl.
In our house.
You're wing girl.
I'll be wing girl. I'll promote. But really, Nick has done all of the work, and we're very proud. You know, and our kids are proud too. They love Pallotta. They're like, is Daddy going to Pallotta Hot today?
Yeah.
Cool as that.
It's a lot of hard work, but it's the most rewarding thing that I've ever done, aside from bringing our two boys home.
That's a real neat thing. Well, Jen and Nick, I just wanted to thank you for coming by the studio today to tell us your story, to share your story. So thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Joey.
So thanks for having us.
That was a great story today. And until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybe.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.